What it do, ladies and gentlemen? It's Saturnino again here on this beautiful Wednesday. Nice and warm and sunny. Makes you glad to be alive. So, my wife was telling me she recently watched the trailer for a little movie called Christopher Robin. Now, Christopher Robin is the little boy from the Winnie the Pooh stories, which I used to watch when I was little. I love those movies, those Disney movies, animated classics. Well, she told me she watched the trailer, and towards the end she started to cry. Like, she just didn't know why she felt so emotional. And here I am just like, you started to cry during the trailer? What's going on? What's happening here? Well, later that night I decided to watch the trailer with the little one. I'm watching it. And then it gets to a certain part where it unveils Winnie the Pooh, the little bear. Looks like a little stuffed bear, cute little bear. I start getting emotional too, people. I don't know. I think Disney is doing some kind of voodoo hex magic. They make me feel a way. What's going on here? Shoot. I got caught up in my feelings too. Man, I can't wait to see the movie. It looks good. I think they said that all the animals are going to be looking like little stuffed animals. So, like, you're going to see a little stuffed little Tigger. You're going to see a stuffed little Eeyore, you know, stuff like that. It's all a little cuteness overload. I think that's what happened. Winnie the Pooh is just so cute. You just want to cry. Yeah, that's how cute he is. Damn you, Disney, for making overly cute things all the damn time. All right? And I have to tell you, right afterwards, I had to watch another trailer. I had to man myself up. I had to watch the Luke Cage teaser. I was like straight up in my emotions. I'm like, I want Winnie the Pooh to be real, you know? But I think that's also what's happening to me also. As I get older, my two kids, I'm able to share with them these things that I grew up with. And like Coco, like that's like a... That's like a great story. You get to share these with your children. You get to see them get excited. It makes you feel emotional and happy. And that's all that, I think that's what happened to my wife and I, because we know we're going to be able to share this with our children. This great story of Winnie the Pooh. So, yeah, it's okay. I'm mad enough to admit I almost caught myself, you know, I caught myself right there tearing up. Almost let the waterworks explode everywhere. You know what? And you got to sometimes. You just got to realize, you know what? I'm an adult. I deserve a good cry every once in a while. I got to do it in the privacy of my room, though, or maybe in the restroom where nobody can see me. Just admit, you can get emotional, people. Just do it in private. Don't let anybody else see it. But yeah, so my wife wasn't the only one. You hear that, babe? You weren't the only one who was touched by that magical trailer. That Walt Disney, he's at it again. Have any of y'all ever got really emotional just watching something and just realize, like, you just think it's just like a regular old commercial or trailer, and then it just gets you, it just grabs you by the feels, and it's just not letting go, and you totally forgot what the safe word was? Do you ever get like that? Let me know. Hit me up on the Twitter, on the Instagram, at Vato315. Or if you're using the Anchor app, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Well, guys, it's been a really good talk. I'm glad we could delve into my emotional psyche and figure out what's going on with me. And as always, much love and much peace. Adios.